Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Later today, House and Senate Republicans are expected to roll out their $1.5 trillion tax plan, which they say will stimulate the economy and create jobs. Democrats are condemning the bill as a giveaway to corporations and the wealthiest Americans. They're also demanding that Republicans postpone a final vote on the bill until Alabama Democratic Senator-elect Doug Jones is seated. Among those pressing that case is Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Warren, along with other Democrats, started pressing the case right after the stunning political upset by Alabama Democrat Doug Jones. Yesterday, she told WBUR that with Republicans on the verge of passing a sweeping overhaul of the federal tax system, it's only fair that Alabama's newest senator gets a chance to vote.
When we're in the middle of a big policy debate like this one on taxes that's going to touch every person in America, I kind of think all the senators here ought to be the ones who are already elected.
Warren says Republicans should do what Democrats did back in 2010, when Republican Scott Brown stunned the political world and won a special Senate election right here in Massachusetts to fill the seat of the late Ted Kennedy. Back then, Democrats who controlled Congress and the White House were trying to pass the Affordable Care Act. But when Brown won, Democratic leaders decided not to rush a vote.
They would wait until Scott Brown could be seated, and so that the people of Massachusetts would have their elected representative to be there in that vote.
Some Republicans say the real reason the Democrats delayed that vote was because they didn't have the votes to pass Obamacare at that moment.
Well, we had a filibuster-proof majority. Look, the bottom line is there's no harm from giving us more time and bring in the person who has been elected by the people of Alabama.
Back in 2010, when the political tables were reversed, Republicans made that very same argument.
The people of Massachusetts had an opportunity to speak yesterday, and they spoke rather loudly.
This is Mitch McConnell in 2010, when he was Senate Minority Leader, talking about Scott Brown's victory and the pending vote on the Affordable Care Act.
One concern I know a number of you had about the outcome of this election would be whether the new senator would be seated soon. I'm convinced now that no gamesmanship will be played by the other side with regard to future votes in the Senate.
But now Republicans seem okay with that kind of gamesmanship, and they plan to vote on the tax bill without Alabama Democrat Doug Jones. Ron Kaufman, a Republican Party committee member from Massachusetts, says there's good reason for that.
First and foremost, he can't be sworn in today if he wanted to be, because they haven't certified the election, and that won't be done until like the 27th of December.
That's true. The Alabama Secretary of State says it will take until after Christmas, maybe until after New Year's, to certify this week's election. And Republicans say, given how long they've worked on the tax bill, they want to get it done.
Come on, give me a break. How long they've been working on this bill?
Again, Elizabeth Warren, who says this is gamesmanship, designed to rush a tax bill to the president's desk before it can be scrutinized too closely.
It's not just the giant giveaways that they don't want people to see. The fact that the billionaires and the huge corporations are getting about $1.5 trillion in tax giveaways. Also, the fact that they're going to run up a huge debt.
But Jeff Deal, the Republican state rep who is hoping to challenge Warren next year, has a different view.
Sounds to me more like Elizabeth Warren is willing to obstruct or try to obstruct at all costs Congress plan to provide more jobs and increase wages for the middle class. So it seems like it's more politics as usual from the senator's office.
The politics on both sides are easy to understand. Democrats will continue to push for a delay, not only to give time for Doug Jones to be seated in the Senate, but also to give them more time to raise objections about the Republican tax plan. Senate Republicans understand that waiting for Jones would only reduce their razor-thin majority, along with their chances of passing an already unpopular tax bill. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.